The study was conducted by Americans for the Arts, a national nonprofit that advocates for advancing arts and cultural programs. The Arts and Economic Prosperity for Economic Study looked at 182 different communities across the country over a five-year period. 5 years ago, the study looked at Pittsfield when the city was in its beginnings of its major investments in the arts, spearheaded by previous Mayor Jim Roberto. At the time, Pittsfield had just created its Office of Cultural Development. Megan Wilden, the city's current cultural director, says that the numbers show significant positive growth.
The impact as far as full-time equivalent jobs, the impact as far as direct expenditures by organizations and audiences, the local government revenue money that came back to the city, all went up significantly over 40%.
Between fiscal year 2005 and fiscal year 2010, Pittsfield added 231 new full-time jobs related to the arts, increased arts and cultural event attendance by 169%, and the city's growth outpaced the majority of communities in the study whose average economic activity in the arts declined within the past 5 years. Megan Wilden says the returns of investment are huge.
And the direct economic impact of the nonprofit arts and culture sector in Pittsfield in FY 2010 is over $25 million.
And that marks a 48.6% increase. Current Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi said that the city's arts investments have proved a vital strategy in economic development and
trying to sell your city to people who are interested in investing. So it has a great qualitative value that just aren't always appreciated or justified through numbers.
Berkshire Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Mike Sopranowitz said the investments in attractions such as the revitalization of the Colonial Theater and relocation of Barrington Stage are not just having a hand in attracting patrons to restaurants and seasonal businesses. Sopranowitz mentioned the impact those employed by the arts have on the seasonal housing market.
We hear people calling all the time, I need a house for 3 weeks or 3 months in the summertime because I'm coming up to work or I'm coming up to perform. And what's good is that you're bringing all these people in for 3 months, and they perform, but they get paid to perform. And then for 3 months, they're spending all their dollars here, too.
In the past 5 years, Megan Wilden estimates that over 50 new restaurants and shops have opened downtown. Earlier this year, the state of Massachusetts designated Pittsfield's downtown as a certified cultural district for its preservation of historical buildings and investments in the arts. Also this year, the city began its first Friday's Art Walks, joining the popular Third Thursday's downtown celebrations. Megan Wilden adds that
together, all of these organizations and events now bring over 500,000 people a year downtown, and that's huge.
Reporting from Pittsfield, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.